From the WCYB Digital Radio Newsroom, this week's Crypto Crime Report. Nearly $6 million has been drained from accounts linked to the Solana crypto network after a hacker targeted 8,000 wallets, The Guardian reports. The Solana Foundation, an organization that supports the blockchain network, said the root cause of the exploit remains unclear at this time, but engineers, security researchers, and ecosystem teams have since been recruited to investigate further. From Business Standard, former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan's official Instagram account was reportedly hacked. Posts including a promotional tweet regarding cryptocurrency, as well as links to Tesla's CEO Elon Musk's fake crypto account, have since been shared by the hacker. Imran Khan, who has more than 7.4 million followers, has yet to issue an official response, but his party members and followers were advised not to interact with any uncharacteristic posts as the incident is investigated. Hackers drained almost $200 million in cryptocurrency from Nomad, a bridge that lets users swap tokens from one blockchain to another, according to CNBC. At this time, it remains unclear how the attack was orchestrated, or if Nomad plans to reimburse users who lost tokens in the attack. Blockchain security experts describe the situation as a free-for-all, as anyone with knowledge of the exploit and how it worked could seize on the flaw and withdraw tokens from Nomad. From Apple Insider, a U.S. lawmaker sent a letter to Apple and Google asking for clarification on how they prevent fraudulent cryptocurrency apps on the App Store and Google Play Store. Senator Sherrod Brown, who chairs the Senate Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs, penned two letters addressed to Apple's CEO Tim Cook and Google's CEO Sundar Pichai in wake of an FBI report detailing fraudulent cryptocurrency apps and wallets that purported to be sound investment opportunities. The report warned that 244 investors have been scammed out of $42.7 million by fraudulent apps. For more crypto crime coverage, visit cryptocrime.com. Reporting for WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Hillary McClure.